Welcome back, guys. This is Creative Antics with your girl Steezy Visions, and today I have a different co-host. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is DJ Mays from Fairbanks, originally from Detroit, Michigan, and glad to be with y'all this evening.
Ooh. So we met like a week ago. Been like a week. We met at a DJ battle. Lord, we going through things.
We sorry.
So we just met last week, honestly, at a DJ battle. And it was cool. It was a quick little network thing. It honestly turned out to be pretty awesome to meet each other. Mm-hmm. So, DJ Mays, tell them about yourself.
Well, basically, like I said, DJing from Detroit, Michigan. Just started to really get myself back out there. But I currently just don't DJ. I do write. I produce. I do like techno. Techno's my thing. So, you really want to hear me do no hip-hop? And also, I like to draw as well.
Okay.
So,
she does a plethora of things. And yeah, yesterday, so we all, like, since we've been knowing each other for this week, we found out that we both like books and learning different things and being on that, you know, high, you know,
intelligent intellectual power.
Yes, we could definitely tell we both got that same thing. So we went to, you know, the good old Barnes and Noble yesterday. And we're going to talk about a couple of books that we got. So something different today. So we're not going to talk about, like, the beginning so much music and stuff. It's, you know, different things. So I feel like we should talk about books because I know everybody is into this, like, digital phase. But I like to touch. I have to touch the book.
Feel pages.
And I feel like it's real when I do that. You can easily turn and go to an app when you're looking on your phone. You can be easily distracted.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about the couple of books that I got. And then you can talk about the books that you got. So the first book I got is one I've been looking for a minute, but my library never had it. So it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's about, well, it's by Robert T. Kiyosaki. I'm going to hope that I said that right. And I'm just going to read the first little bulletin. So the number one personal finance book of all time. So when we talk about stuff like, you know, on an intellectual level, these are the books that we're talking about. So you can look up this book yourself. So it explodes the myth that you need to earn high income to be rich, especially in a world where technology, robots, and a global economy are changing the rules. So that right there kind of tell you like what's going on. You can look it up yourself. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki. I must think that I said that right.
He'd be all right.
Yeah. He'd be okay. And then the next book I got, thanks to DJ Mays over here, I didn't even know about this one. I've already had the 48 Laws of Power, but I did not know about this one. And I feel like I'm a spiritual being and not a religious being.
Yep.
You know, you can take that how you want to. The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And this is actually a small book, but honestly, from what she told me, is jam-packed full of, you know, intelligent things. And I can already see it right now. So this one's by Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra. I'm gonna...
Copra.
It's Copra?
Copra.
Okay, I said that Copra. Wrong.
So if y'all know anything about Deepak, he's like one of the... he's a guru, basically. Basically into meditation and laws of nature and stuff like that. One thing I got out of this book, man, it says something about your ego, right?
Right.
We're not supposed to have an ego. Because your ego kills your spirit.
And we're all about spirituality.
Yep, so... You don't need no ego. In his book, is basically explaining, like, you know, the more you get in tune with yourself, the more you subtract, like, these materialistic things mm-hmm. from your ego. You don't need a title. You don't need a car to represent you, stuff like that.
Right.
You're more in tune with yourself. And that itself will empower anything that you're looking for in the outside world. It'll come to you naturally.
And you don't need no distractions.
Nope. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to. So I think one thing I took out of that book alone...
Mm-hmm.
Those 7 laws are very truthful. I can say myself, just the things I want to do, like start my own music production company as a female, trying to be like the first female to ever do something like that.
Right.
I think that's what I got out of that. Like, if I do this, I'm going to get this in return without having to take or snatch or use a title.
And it feels better.
Yes. It's like, more authentic.
Yeah. Putting it into the universe and like
just letting it come back to
you. Yeah, letting it come back to you, not having to fight. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like she already said, and it just says right here, a practical guide to the fulfillment of your dreams. So, honestly, if y'all want to take your dreams and your future serious, honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. All these books that we're saying right now, they've been on the top, like, 25 lists of entrepreneurship and spirituality. Like, they've on the top of those lists. So that was the second one. And then, if anybody knows me, I will put anybody on to Gary Vee. I will say, I love Gary Vee, and he's a no BS person. Yeah. He's going to tell you how it is. And I love that. Because you need that, like, what's going on in the world. Everybody wants a handout, or they want things to come tomorrow. Want to
be coddled.
Yeah.
Care about my dreams first.
Yeah. Like, no, that shit. Nobody who was successful get cradled like that. No.
Nah, it's work, man. Everything's, like, even if it's, like, the smallest thing, it's you.
Right.
It's you putting in the work. And I think we've gotten away from that completely. Oh,
and no, everybody wants to be an overnight success. Everybody wants to be that Vine that makes it viral.
Nah, man.
Or, like, what is it, TikTok now?
Yeah, that's the new one.
Yeah, that TikTok that makes it viral. And I'm like he says it all the time. If you follow him on social media, he says it all the time. That one TikTok, it's not going to last. You might be viral for a month, and then what?
You temporary, homie.
Yeah, you're temporary. Yeah. Everybody going to... Hey, what was that guy?
You the past tense?
This? Yeah. He was doing this. Yeah, no, you got to... No. So I like Gary Vee, and then I definitely think that he is a great speaker and whatnot. And I think the number one thing I take from him is, if you don't love the process, like, if you can't go through the hurt, the pain, the crying, the happiness, all that to be successful, then don't even do it at all, because that's the process. Loving the process is the whole part of loving your passion. Like,
I think you're going to hate it a little bit, too.
You're going to hate it.
Because you're going to fail at certain things. Like, yep. Man, this fucking...
You're going to say, like, why did I do this?
Yeah, like, it's like, you trip up one time, and it's like, you're going to be so hard on yourself. But it's just a lesson learned, I think.
Always. But I always say keep at it. So this, you know, this one book, it has a long title. So I'm only going to... This is all the title.
Hey, man, just tag it. Tag it on Instagram.
I'm just going to tag it. You know, I'm going to tag him anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So
it's Ask Gary Vee. It's like hashtag Ask Gary Vee. And if we got these books at Barnes & Noble, I'm sure y'all can get them at your Barnes & Noble. Or if you have, you know, Amazon, go look. Okay, so this one's called Ask Gary Vee. One Entrepreneurship's Take on Leadership, Social Media, and Self-Awareness. And then it goes into, like, a whole list of other things. So, I don't need to speak no more about him. He speaks for himself.
Go check him out. Instagram. Yeah,
Instagram is at Gary Vee. All right. And those of you who know me, I'm always into trying to build wealth in some other way. Not a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm trying to build wealth. Not a get-rich-quick scheme. I am trying to build wealth. Make sure I said that twice so people understand. There is a such thing as a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it is.
But it's only going to go so far. Yeah. And I'm not into it.
You're going to get caught, man.
You're going to get caught up. And so, if y'all don't know, one of the top ways to build wealth and be a millionaire, if that's what you want to do, is real estate. Point blank, period.
I just want to be a thousandaire.
Or a thousandaire.
I ain't got to pay that much taxes.
Look.
Stay underneath the radar.
Hey,
I'm good.
I'm trying to tell you. There's so many ways to make money. And I'll go into that a whole nother, because we could talk about that all day, about the whole systematic way of we were taught.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up. But, you know, in China, you know, unlearn and relearn shit. But
very hard.
It's hard to do when you're already set in your ways. And, you know, everybody's like, that 9-to-5 I can't. But this book I got, New York Times bestseller, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. So, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. And then, you know, I mean, I think it kind of, the title speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. If you're into real estate investing, like, honestly, if you're into investing at all, this is one of those, it's easy when you put in the work. If you don't want to put in work, then don't even try. You have to work for a lot of this stuff if you want to be financially more stable. So I feel like I'm financially stable, but more stable and more stable sound good to me.
I think because at the end of the day, like you said, man, knowledge is in books, man. I think people bypass it and they just forget, man. Like, you just start with one page and you stop there, you're not going to be successful. And that's why I try to tell people, like, what makes you more successful from that person sitting next to you is one page over.
Right.
Because if you just stop at this one page and you're like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
But then the person next to you is reading five pages over.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, by far. Yeah, they're going to be like, more successful.
I started reading it, or I started, but I stopped. It seemed like too much.
I got tired.
Yeah, you're never gonna make it.
But then you're wondering why you're not sitting next to that person no more.
Exactly. And they done took off. You're like, where'd that person go? Oh, they gone.
And so that's a big thing to me. Knowledge, man.
And, yeah, we were also talking about, like, I usually keep stuff in, and I usually don't, like, I like to touch books, and if I'm going to write something, I don't put it in my phone. Like, I hate putting notes in my phone. I hate putting reminders in my phone. Like, it's going to remind me, but I'm so quick to, like, overlook it because other people be texting me or something else. But if I can just be like, my book, go through it. Okay.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. So I was told that I should get a journal. So I got a creative writing journal. It was like $6.98. It was really cheap. And some of the pages already have stuff like questions for you. Like, if you don't know what to say that day, it has questions to be like, I don't know. It could say anything, or you can read little paragraphs from it, you know, get ideas what to write about that day. Because some of us, like me, I can think about something all day, and then it's gone. So if I can just grab my journal and write stuff down, it's easy. And then it's organization. Like, this is very organized. It's got color coded and everything, and I like that.
I think also, like, people forget to be in tune with themselves. They forget about themselves.
Yeah, it's the outside world. The social media is a killer,
man. That,
and people forget who they are when social media comes into play. I think that is a very big thing.
I think you lose yourself real quick. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I shut down my Facebook page for like a couple years.
Really?
Yeah, and it honestly, because I kind of like lost myself. I think it was like everything I had to do, I had to post there. Every picture I had to take, I had to. And I wasn't living no more.
Yeah.
I wasn't living in the moment. I wasn't being mindful of anything I was like posting or saying. And I ain't going to lie, man. Like, one of my friends one day, she posted this video of me dancing. And then my wife seen it. And it was like,
oh,
what the hell?
Yeah.
But just let you know, I'm not married no more, so don't worry about that. But it's not because of that. But, you know, like, I wasn't being mindful in what I was doing, because I was just having fun.
Right.
But it,
I always say perception is everything.
Yeah, my wife is like, so you know, just gonna dance like that?
Yeah.
And I can't, it was so funny, because, like, when I woke up the next day, she was just staring at me, and I was like, did I forget to do something? Did I forget to say I love you? Yeah, and then, like, she started, you know, going at it, and I was like, oh, my bad.
It trickles over.
Yeah, so I think for me, like, taking a break from that,
and that's what I'm saying, books come in. So you probably started, like, reading more or just doing more for yourself in a way.
Yeah, because I was neglecting myself in a way because, like I said, I was always on the go, always on social media, always out of town and stuff like that. So I think now the place I'm in is, like, getting to really spend time with myself. That's like, right. I like quietness. I like reading. Like she said, went to the bookstore.
Oh, yeah. She's going to say hers next, the books that she got yesterday.
Yeah, so she put me up on this book. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week.
Yep.
It says, escape the 9-to-5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. So, to me, can you get, you know, 8 hours of shit done in 4 hours? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
It's very, you can do it. But we get so trapped in the system, mm-hmm. I got to work a 9-to-5.
Yep, that's my thing.
That's the trap.
It is.
But, yes, I totally believe, yes, you can still have what you need, work 4 hours a week, get what you need done, and be done. Because, you know, after 60 minutes of studying, you got to take, like, a 10-minute break. So your brain don't even recall anything after 60 minutes. So, I think the 4-hour work week, I think that's something, like, I'm really going to nail down on and just start really concentrating on, especially, like, with my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really want to be, you know, when I'm making beats, so I'm drawing and stuff like that. I really just want to be, like, in that moment and get everything I can. And then after that, just put it down and then pick up again.
Pick up, yep.
Yeah, but that's by Timothy Ferris.
And like that, like, people are going to see that. I want to talk about the title right quick. Mm-hmm. So the title of this is, like she said, the 4-hour work week. And people are going to look in that and be like, ain't no way I can do that. Like, but y'all got to pay attention to not just the title, but like open it and actually read like what it says. Just because it says a 4-hour work week, it doesn't mean like, yeah, we're going to teach you how to do this. Like those people are like, oh, I can flip this money. It's not what it's saying. You need to read into it. Most people only read the surface and then they're like, ah, no, nah, that don't sound right.
Because they're not getting what they need it instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's an instant satisfaction. So, and I think that's a lot of our problem nowadays. Like, we want that instant satisfaction. Like, if I do this, I should get this right now.
Right.
We've as humans, I get it. That's our thing. But some way, somehow, you got to slow yourself down.
I feel like as soon as people hear, like, steps to something, they're like, oh man, I didn't know I had to do all that.
Yeah,
like, what do you think you was gonna have to do?
Honestly, man, like, when people tell me like, oh, I'm trying to do this, and they be like, but I'm doing this right now, I'm like, so how you gonna get there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you don't want to,
if you're not gonna make time, then I don't know what we're talking.
You're gonna go through trials and tribulations, man. Like, something, you're gonna hit walls, man, you're gonna hit speed bumps, but those things are supposed to make you stronger. You're not supposed to just be like, okay, I hit this wall, I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah, I'm not doing it,
I'm done.
And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, as far as like business wise too, they hit a wall, and most people, like, building a business or whatever, they don't see business. I'm building a business, but like, people don't see business. They see product, they see money coming in,
mm-hmm.
but there's business behind that. If you do have a team or you don't have a team, you got to learn all of it.
Aspects.
Every aspect of whatever you're doing. Like, when I started doing videography and stuff, did I think about contracts and stuff? No, nope. Until the first thing happened and somebody was like, do you have a contract? And I was like, oh, no.
Yep.
And now that made me go in and I, like, honestly, I didn't make up contracts. I bought them. Mm-hmm. So they were legally done.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, I bought them. So it took a hinder. Sometimes you gotta, if you don't put money into what you want either, I'm just saying, you're not. If you're trying to make a cheap way out, it's probably not the best thing for you. Like I said, I bought mine legally done with my name on them, so I don't have to worry about that. And I've read each of them, so I know. It was broken down for me, so I know. I can't just walk in there and be like, yeah, sign this contract. They're like, what is this?
Exactly. So you got to be like some knowledge behind that. I did the same thing, like when I did like my whole DJ thing, like my label.
Yeah.
Ape House Music Group, The Shelter. Like, man, I had to put all that in writing, man.
Right.
I had to pay, like, I think it was like $375 mm-hmm. for the state of Alaska.
Yep.
And then they came back. They got me my tax ID.
Yep.
I got all that stuff. I even got, like, bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got, like, I could write them off to people. Be like, okay, you own this much of my company.
Exactly, yep.
Because you paid me this much into it. So, I think, like, the legit way of doing things is reading, man.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta read.
I think people, and believe me, I am a visual learner, and I think visual is reading a book as well.
Yeah.
But some people feel like visual learning is, you know, going on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube person, too.
Man, people be tripping, man.
I'm a big YouTube person, too, but I think people usually get distracted by these gossip sites and stuff. I mean, on social media, like, it consumes their mind. Like, you worried about, you know, what Nicki Minaj doing, but you over here broke.
But then again, man, it all goes back down to your attention span. You mm-hmm. only got 8 seconds of an attention span nowadays. What you think that's doing to your brain?
And no, absolutely nothing. And you know, time is going by.
Oh, heck, time is already July, man. About to be over with.
Yeah, time will go by, and that, I'm going to do it tomorrow, turns into 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and by then,
you're done. You're done, you looked up, man, you're like, I should have did this. I'm not a should have person, man, like.
Yeah, I told, like, at the beginning of this year, and a couple things I could have took back on, like, I was supposed to do this podcast forever ago. It took me seeing other people doing it to be like, girl, just freaking do it. I made myself go, like, buy. I said it in my last podcast. I made myself go buy this because mm-hmm. I'm that type of person. When I buy something, I have to use it
because
I hate wasting my money. I hate it. So I was like in Best Buy, you know, as I usually do because I love Best Buy.
Yeah, that is a good ass stuff.
Yeah. And I was looking at lenses and stuff because I need a new lens, of course, for my camera. And I was like, why am I not doing it? Like, my conscience was speaking to me, like, why are you not doing your podcast? And I was like talking myself out of it, like, you know, not right now, because what would I talk about? Like, you know,
everything.
Yeah. And that's what, everything. Like, you already sit in the house and talk to your friends anyway, just make it a podcast.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, then I would have to buy the mic. And as like I'm doing that, my legs start walking over to the mics and I'm like,
investment.
This is an investment for me. And of course, I'm going to move up and stuff, but right now, this is it.
And that's the best way. I mean, man, everybody starts small. Like, I had like my little DJ joint, been scratching on that for a while, and I got like the actual turntables, but now I'll show you the $700 one I wanted. Yeah, the fire joint. Yeah, so it's like, you gotta, like, each step, man, you don't have to spend money, man, but at the end of the day, it's your peace of mind, it's your investment, you're investing in your name, you're investing in your brand, and it's gonna work out, but you gotta just keep them small talks, like you said, like, trust me, man, I sit there sometimes, I'll be like, I don't wanna do this. No, I don't think I'm gonna be this big. Yeah, but I think I am. I think the number one thing we're scared of is success. I think everybody's scared to be successful.
Yeah. Because once you get there, it's just like, wow.
I cannot fall off. Like, yeah.
I never thought about it like that. And I think that's true. Everybody is so... One of my old coaches used to use this word so much. He was like, mediocrity. Like, people are so used to being mediocre or being like what their mama was or what their daddy was. Yeah. You know, I ain't knocking nobody's parents, but we fall into that, you know, systematic thing of, oh, I just need to do this and make it by.
Mind frame.
Your mind frame. And, you know, it's not nobody's fault, but once you break that, y'all will understand that you will see things a whole nother way, and you just got to keep going with it. Like, hey, you might be doing something for mama and daddy and your cousin and all them, and they might be looking at you like, you going away from what we, you know, what's supposed to be this. There's nothing supposed to be. We were just taught that because we can't be equal. I'm not going to go into that whole thing, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, to be equal, we're superior. We can do just as much as anybody else. So treat yourself that way.
I had to let my grandma know that, man, because my grandma, she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. She asked me one day, she was like, Jackie, you don't want to be no nurse?
Yeah.
And I was like, hell no. I don't even like going to the hospital.
No, for real.
And so it's like, you know, yeah. So like me, like even if I get hurt, man, like I don't like taking medicine. I don't like doing none of that stuff. So, but like a lot of people in my family, man, like they nurses and, you know, home care aides and stuff like that. But that was not me. Like
We have the same, kind of background then.
Yeah. Like I just could not do it. And like part of me, it was like, there's something more. And I had this one chick tell me, man, she's like, you got too much ambition.
That's when you told me that the other day, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Who said you have too much ambition? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like, so you see my light, you know what I'm saying? You probably see my hustle, you see my heart, and you're like, I can't keep up with that.
That's more of what it was.
I think like when she first said it, I looked at her and I was like, I should just leave your ass at the dinner table and just walk out.
Yeah.
Just leave with the check.
Definitely.
And ambitious your way out of this shit. But when I went home and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Some people can't match your hustle.
Oh no, you can't take everybody with you either.
No, you can't. And I think that's why I'm like, when it come to people like in my life, success, partners, you know what I'm saying, business partners, things of that nature, I gotta be like real picky.
Yeah.
Because if we hustling together, it's like, cool, man, I got you, you got me, we gonna flip this, blah, blah, blah. But if you're like, I can only do this sometimes,
I can't do wishy-washy.
I can't either. And
you're not fully committed.
And like me being an artist, man, like you gonna piss me off with that. Because if I'm here in a moment and I'm trying to do this and you're steady like, oh, I don't know. I'll see if I can do this and that. I'm not gonna mess with you no more.
Yeah, and that's kind of how people hit me up. Like, I'm not busy like all the time, but some people hit me up like, yeah, I want to do this and that and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, when you want to do it? Oh, well, not right now. Well, hit me up when you're ready.
So you know what that sounds like to me? Your money ain't talking.
Yeah.
Your money ain't talking right now, so we ain't got nothing to talk about, man. Like,
yeah.
So when I be hitting people with the, you know, the da, 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 blah, 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 man, like, I'm over here pondering for myself, and I'm confused. Like, you talking about, oh, yeah, we gonna do this. It's not like to me, man. You ain't trying to make no money, man.
Exactly.
So we don't have anything to discuss, and you shouldn't be like, oh, that's messed up because you ain't hit me up. No, I did hit you up.
Yeah.
I said, let's collaborate.
Exactly.
And you were like, okay, cool. And then the next day, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Then if you're not willing to take a risk, I don't know. Since I've done this, I feel like I have wasted no money invested in whatever I do. No money has been wasted in my mind. So some people are like, you did that? Yeah, but it's not wasted to me. It was a lesson learned, or I still came back and made money. the one thing that has always been wasted was my time.
Yep.
And I hate that being wasted more than it. You can't get time back.
Time is, like, precious, man. Like, honestly, like, and I hit you, I was like, hey, man, do this photo shoot, like, because I'm not an Instagram person. I was scared, but I was like, you know what, man? I need to do this. Yeah. I need to do this, like, right now. So my whole day was just dedicated to being like, we got to do this. We got to meet up. We got to kick it. And then a whole podcast thing came down. I said, bet. You did me a solid. Right. I'm going to do you a solid back, you know? So I think people just, they just so afraid, man. But afraid is good.
Yeah.
Because the things that you're afraid of actually turn out to be great.
I swear. This year, I said this at the beginning of the year. This year was supposed to be my year of making myself get in uncomfortable situations.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, like I said, I don't talk to people. I'm very much to myself. And if, unless I'm spoken to, and usually at that point I'm like, and I have to learn, because I'm like, if I'm in this business or in this passion, I got to learn to talk to people. So I've learned that a lot more and like doing things. So this podcast, I was supposed to do it. It was just like, do it. And I was like, okay. And like, I made that name in like one day type thing. I was just like, I just want to stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of like, this year is supposed to be like, do. And then at the end of the year, if this didn't work during the year, you're like, maybe that's not what I want to do. Then at the end of the year, I can do it. But the whole year, I'm going to do it until I feel like there's no reason I don't need to do it no more.
I think you should just keep going, man. Pretty much you out here. I mean, I seen you, you know, over there taking pictures and stuff. I was right. Like, so I went over there, I was like, yo, like, what you into?
Yeah.
Because I'm just one of those people. Yeah. I like doing outside stuff, man. Like, my next thing, man, I'm going to jump out of a plane. I'm scared of heights.
You know what? I was thinking about doing that too, and I'm terrified of being like, planes don't really bother me, which is weird. Planes did bother me.
They bother the hell out of me.
Being in the military, going back and forth from country to country, kind of.
Nah, bro.
But if I get on one now, it's been a minute. Really?
Hey, man, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I'm a punk, man. Like, I don't care. Like, you.
She don't look like a punk.
I don't like no punk. Like, but man, if it's like an animal, heights, like. I tried to go to a hotel.
An animal?
Bruh, I went to a hotel yesterday. It was a moose standing outside, man. I quickly turned around. It was a baby moose.
You live in Fairbanks.
I don't care if it's a baby moose. Guess what? That motherfucker been here longer than me. Nah, I don't mess with nature either. So I'm gonna let y'all know, hey, ladies, hey, if it's like a bear, hey, you better run, because I'm running.
Hey, I'm taking off. Running shoes, no heels.
Hey, 100 meter dash, man. That was my joint in high school. Like, I'll eat your ass. I'm sorry. Like,
bring your bear spray.
Somebody got to tell the story. Somebody got to survive.
It's going to be me.
Going to be me, man. And I'm going to tell that shit to the T. Like,
I'm done.
Hey, I'm like, hey, man, I told her to run. And she was like, for real? Bye. I was out. Yeah. No.
She ain't listen. Poor little Tink Tink.
Hey, man, look. I love you, man, but I got to go.
So what's the other book that you had?
Oh, The 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about this book, man. So I got like the little version, you know, like little summary. But one thing about this book, it applies to everything in your life.
Everything.
Everything. And the first thing I read was, do not be smarter than your master.
Yep. We were talking about that.
Yeah, because it intimidates them.
Yep.
I don't know why. To me, that don't bother me, right? So if I'm in charge of you and you're like, hey, we need to be doing this, I'm be like, okay, cool, because maybe our brains think differently, which is fine. But to some people, I took this as, this is the small man complex.
Mm-hmm.
Never outshine the master, right? And people just do not, some people don't like that. Some people don't like you, because to them, it's an embarrassment technique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so you let me say that, even though you knew the answer.
Right.
And you was like,
yeah. I'm just going to let him say
it. Yeah, I'm going to let you say it, yeah, because, I mean, once again, you're in charge, so I don't want to make you like a fool. But some people take that. And one thing, like I said, the ego thing, right? Like me, I'm spiritual, so I ain't got no ego. But right. This is an ego movement. So
it is.
Somebody with an ego, they're going to take that personal. You know what I'm saying? Well, me on the spiritual side, I'm like, okay, cool, do your thing, whatever, whatever. But you're not taking any money out of my pocket.
Right.
But to some people, knowledge is power, like they like to say. So you got to watch yourself. Especially if you just one of them cutthroat individuals like me. Sometimes you gotta watch your mouth.
So.
Go ahead. Scorpio thing, man. I'm sorry.
Just listen.
Things be going.
That makes sense, though. Like, I know, dealing with, like, military stuff, that some people's rank gets over their head, but it's their superiors or the people, you know, who they're over, kind of be the ones smarter than them. and they feel like they got to be on hush mouth.
Yeah.
Because of the rank. Believe me, I don't care. Like, in the military, I respect you. You respect me. And, yeah, that does come with rank, but that's also you being a human being. Yeah. And that's how I feel. I feel like if we take the ranks off, we take these jackets off, we take everything off, you bleed like I bleed. Hey. But sometimes that kind of adds an ego boost when they put it on to some people. So
especially you get beat up in high school all the time.
Yeah, and that you will hear a lot of that, and you must have got beat up in high school because that's how they act. And I think if everybody was on that spiritual like form, some people don't believe in religion, spirituality or anything, and that's cool. But you gotta handle things your way, and we handle things our way, mm-hmm. and that's just how it go. But so that ego boost, that's something that a lot of people have a problem with, and I hope they get cured because it's too much to deal with.
And I think like another thing for me was law four, man. Always say less than necessary. Oh, I have few words for people. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. Like, I'm quiet for a reason.
I like to listen. I'm an observer.
Yeah,
people think I'm mean.
Oh, they yeah.
Or that I'm quiet. They're like, oh, they're telling Jay, oh, she's quiet, or she look mean. And the thing is, I observe, and usually almost 90% of everything that I'm thinking, somebody does.
Well, me personally, man, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, man. I'm not about to sit here and watch your every TikTok damn movie. Like, I don't care, man. Like, to me, I'm enjoying myself. It's quiet.
Right.
Honestly, nine times out of ten, man, I'd be in my head paying my bills, man, trying to figure out how the hell I can make $1 million.
Like, I forgot I was even in this room.
Yeah, so I ain't gotta come back here tomorrow. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting over there like, like, how the hell? Like, what can I do, man? Like,
that's so serious. Like, and that's, I think, real.
But people take that personal.
They do.
When you're spending time with yourself in your head, like, you're just thinking to yourself, like, it's not that serious. But people nowadays, man, they get offended by everything.
Yeah, like, what you doing over there? Thinking?
Yeah, like,
oh, why are you not over here doing this? I'm not obligated to come over there and do anything. If I'm going to spend time with myself.
Oh, my God. I'm so about protecting my energy. Like, yeah. Okay, that's another thing, too, y'all. So, protect your energy at all times. I know people are like, oh, protect your neck. Nowadays, it's more mental.
It is.
Thing, because people will drain you.
And that what's the word I'm trying to say?
The mental block.
Yeah. Oh, well, like being mentally, I guess, like, dang, there's a word I'm trying to think of.
Like mentally strong?
Being mentally strong, like your mental, I'm not trying to say mental illness. I'm trying to say another word for it.
Oh, your behavioral health.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Your mental health. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Your mental health is more important than, I say, anything you got going on. Because people will strike your ego if you have one. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing they're going to strike. But if you don't have one, what else are they trying to strike? Oh, they're trying to hit below the belt.
Your job.
Your job, what you do, your family situation, your money situation.
Oh, you think you pretty.
Oh, you think you pretty. Yeah. I think that's the number in females. I hate hearing that. Oh, she thinks she pretty. Should she not?
Shit, if she bad, she bad.
Yeah. Okay, be happy for people. Like, I never understood that. And I think a lot of the mental health issues I see is on social media, and most definitely is going to be Facebook. Stop going on Facebook and posting everything about your life. Honestly, 75% of people don't care. Amen. And the ones who are writing on there because you said something. They don't want to leave you hanging, honestly.
They just watch it, man, like a soap opera.
It is.
They're like, damn, what's wrong with her today?
And the more you put, and the more they tell, and the more they're trying to go, man, tell people. You see what she posted today? She doing this. Yo, get a journal. Learn about mental health. And
vent to God.
And vent. Hey. You're not obligated to vent to nobody else.
You're really not.
So I wish y'all would honestly stop doing that. Worry about what you got going on and learn. I know, like, in the Black community, mental health has always been one of those things. You know,
that's a big stigma, man.
It's a big stigma of, oh no, you crazy or this and that. Stop believing what people are saying about that. If you feel like something is wrong, there are so many things or people.
Go get help.
Just get help, honestly.
Get help.
And don't be afraid to get help. Saying that doesn't make you any less than anybody.
I mean, I'm going to let you know right now. I went through my little phase.
Yeah. Man, I feel like everybody goes through it.
I'm not afraid to talk about that. I think personally, it made me grow. It made me face myself. It made me face a lot of things. And, you know, it helped me endure certain things during that time. And I'm able to identify that in other people and, like, assist them with getting help. I think God make you do different things for different reasons at your point in life. maybe I was moving too fast. I wasn't taking care of myself mentally, like she said. Mm-hmm. And I just got on this bad path. And, like, nobody was like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Mae, it's, like, good. You need to talk. You know, it wasn't talking. It was like, oh, let's go party. Let's go to this club.
Yeah.
You know, let's go drink. It wasn't like, hey, you need to talk. Like, is there something I can help you with? So I think what mine is, I got back in church, man, and I just started really paying attention to my emotions and how to describe them and stuff like that. So mental health. Hey, community. We gotta get that together, man.
You can talk to me, honestly.
Yeah, I don't care, man. You can hit me in my DM, man, and be like, yo, like, I feel like this. And I completely will understand you. Like,
I understand it. We all go through things. I wish people wouldn't shun away from it. I know we kind of got to the mental health. I just think it's important.
It is important. So, hashtag mental health, man.
Hashtag
like,
mental health.
No judgment zone.
Make sure you're good.
Yes, man.
Protect.
Take your energy, man.
Your energy. If that's anything you need to protect, it's your energy. Once you got that under control, I promise you, you'll be less mad. You don't need to go and vent to nobody. Promise you.
Nope. Like, remember y'all was asking me, like, last night, like, yo, like, how you be finding all this music?
Yeah.
So, last night, artist Lil Sims, man, big up to her, UK artist, a song called Pressure, man. Pressure is, oh, man, killer, man. Like,
music helps a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop listening to... I'm not, you know, about to dog nobody, but stop listening. If you not living that life, stop listening to that stuff. Just, you know, listen to some soothing stuff that's going to help you out sometimes.
Y'all going to listen to that stuff, man, listen to Tupac, man. Like,
yeah.
If y'all going to listen to, like, you know, I want, like, I just feel, like, some type of way. Honestly, like, Tupac is, like, my Bible and my headphones. Like, I can sit there and listen to that man all day and be like, okay. I need to stop reacting like this. Yeah. I need to do this. You know, like, to me.
That's what I was going to say, too.
What?
You can keep going. I'm going to touch on that in a minute.
Like, to me, man, like, that's where it's at. Because, like she said, a lot of times, man, that stuff gets subconsciously stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And now you start doing these things, and it's a bad move, man. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to listen to it, man, just let it be that. Just listen to it.
I was going to say, like you were about to say, like, when people listen to that stuff, it's because they don't break the cycle. And I think a lot of things that people listen to or they go on social media or do it is because somebody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people don't go and listen to different music because nobody else is listening to it. And that's sad because I like to be the one, honestly, go find something and put people on. Honestly, me, her, and Jay went back and forth. Oh, now you heard of this person, dude. Hey, you heard of this?
Oh, yeah,
this album, do. I love it. So when you get in a car and you're like, yo, this is a song that I can relate to and I didn't even know this person was out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that. So break the cycle. Even if it comes to music and that's your thing, break the cycle. Do something different. Break the cycle of, you know, everything that you're doing. And if you turn it around and do something different and that takes discipline, then maybe you're winning. Challenge yourself.
Challenge, man. I think people don't want to be challenged no more, man. Like, I can't always agree with you.
Right.
I got to disagree with you because it's always growth.
Yeah.
Like, that fixed mind and stuff, man.
You can't always be like a yes man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
No.
Like, I don't believe in that. Like,
so, just in case I didn't know, psychologically, when you say no, that improves your mood.
Yeah. Because you're like, no, I actually believe that you're not right.
So, you're empowering how you feel.
Like, and it's not an argument. Don't think you're about to get into an argument with the person. No, you're having an intellectual conversation. Like, oh, wait, why do you see it that way, though?
Be like, because this is my point of view, and I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
To empower, right? Okay, like, for instance, are you gonna go to the club? No. Why? You ain't doing that. You at home.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm at home. You know what I'm saying?
Very,
so,
yeah.
Like, if I'm at home and I'm telling you no, it's because I'm doing something important for myself. Mm-hmm. So, another thing, y'all, I learned that I got away from was commitments to myself.
Yep.
And this, so some people call it that selfish. They was like, oh, like, you always doing what you want to do. But my mom used to tell me, and she was like, hey, when you do what you want to do, you're not being selfish. You're just, that's self-preservation.
Yep.
So, I think we get away with a lot of that, too, man. Like, me, like, my girl can be like, let's go out. No, you go out.
Yeah.
Why? Why I go out by myself? Because that's what the hell you want to do,
yeah,
girl. You go
exactly.
out.
You just asking me if I want to.
You asked that I want, right? It was an option.
Exactly.
You
wanted me to say yes, but I'm saying no.
Yeah, like, so, if you like, oh, we need to go over here, I'm be like, damn it, I don't want to go. But since you voluntold told me I had to go. I ain't gonna like this
but
shit.
But then your vibe is gonna be off when you get there because I didn't want to go.
I didn't want to be here because the Patriots playing.
Yeah.
And you just messed my vibe up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, so I think we just get away from that stuff. But I think like saying no is okay. I think agree to disagree and it's healthy.
And, you can definitely do that. Nobody said you got to agree with somebody all the time. Like it's great to have an intellectual conversation about being different.
Different is great. Like my cousin, she thinks we're like really aliens. Really? And I love it, yeah. Like, she's like...
But if you think, like... But I bet she could break it down... Oh, yeah. ...to make it make sense, and you would just be in there like, huh. Yeah.
And she's 14.
See?
I gotta call her sometime and get a different point of view about life. I'm like, hey, man, like, hey. Like, yeah, because you know, like, if you see through a child's eyes, then your life ain't so hard. I mean, it says in the Bible, too, you know what I'm saying? Be childlike when it comes to your faith and spirit and stuff like that. But I think, like, yeah, like, so I gotta call her, and I'm like, yo, Kira, this would happen. Yeah. She's like, really? Oh, my God, like... Why? You know, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
Yeah, why? I'm just like, because people, like, I'm like humans, and she's like, I told you, we need to just go to Pluto and not come back. But you know what? At the end of the day, that's helping me because I'm like, you know, maybe I do just need to get away mentally. Yeah. Maybe I just need to, like, you know, sit back, get away from the scene a little bit, and focus on myself. So, yeah, I think
that's very true.
Yeah, man, kids, man. Talk to your kids sometime, man. Kids tell you about yourself.
I swear. They can tell you about a lot of stuff that you thought you knew and you don't know.
I like them kids, and they mama come out, she be like, you think I'm pretty? He's like, no.
Like, oh, yeah, they gonna be straight up. They don't need to lie. They don't need to lie.
That is, like, I love kids do that. Like, that ain't cute. Like,
whoa, okay. I thought I was feeling good about myself.
Checkmate. You gotta check yourself. You know, you're going to marry, but like, I should never bought this damn dress.
No, for real. All right, let's get into... these last few minutes of this. So I'm going to ask you your inspiration on what you do. What is, like, I'm not going to say your number one, but to get you through making a beat or writing or drawing, what's your inspiration or what do you do that keeps you going?
Honestly, man, like, my friends, like, they stories, people I meet in life, like you, like you doing this podcast thing. I'm like, just different people I meet, man. I pull inspiration from everywhere. Like, we could just be having, like, a normal conversation. I'm like, you know what? I need to do that.
Yeah.
So, I think it's the people I meet. And also, you know, myself. I always wanted to challenge myself. So, I think, like, this music thing, it's going to be real challenging. But I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be fun for you.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
So, everybody, different things.
Yeah, man, different, being over, like, going to Iraq, man, going to Japan, going to China, like,
and being different places, especially, I'm shell-shocked sometimes that I was even living in Korea, like, that, like, I was living there, a small-town girl from Mebane, North Carolina, was living over there with Koreans, talking about, I don't even know how to say the words no more,
but just exposed. Living in that,
exposed,
man. Exposure, like, helps growth in general. And I think for me, just like traveling, being different people, being in different areas, like, I never thought I'd come to Alaska, honestly. Like, never thought Alaska was an option.
That's a big thing right there.
But I mean, I'm here, make the best of it, I'm gonna thrive, and make it do what it do, basically. So it's like a definite thing for me.
Okay, that sounds good. I think mine's going to be, it definitely sounds the same, like, people who I meet. But I think fighting my old self is what inspires me. More so saying, like, I've always been, like, a black sheep, but I've never wanted to step out. I think the first time I ever stepped out and was just like, I'm going to do this, and that's going to be it, was me going to the military.
Good.
Never been away from my family before. But I've never been like anybody in my family. Like I said, my mom and my grandmama, you know, they could teach nursing all day. My mom's a professor. Mm-hmm. She's a nurse. My grandma's a nurse. She just got her master's. Actually, she got her doctorate in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Oh. And then I'm the next female. And I'm like,
you need to do this.
You know, and you know, and it was always like, you know, they gave me the little shove, like, you could do, you know, this. And it didn't even have to go to nursing. They were just like, here's like a career side that you could, you know, you could do. But, and I was kind of like, yeah. And I was just like, no. And I would do it now, you know. Yeah, but actually, I want to, you know,
you gotta
do this. You
got to feed your inner beast, man. I call it like the inner beast. You got to feed that side, man. Like,
I've always been like that. And I think, I've always been, they know that. Like, I'll call them, like, now, my grandma's like, you always, like, you have, like, an idea about something. She was like, I love it. She's like, every time I call you, like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then she's like, and you do it. That's the thing. You just, you do it.
That's how my grandma is, man. Like, my grandma, like, on my mom's side. Shout out to mommy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the moms and the grandmas. Right?
Man, like even, like, me coming out, like, she knew. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she met my wife. Definitely. She was cool about it. And then, like, man, I was like, I'm going to Army. She was like, hell yeah. You know, because, you know, she's like, you know what, Jackie? She was like, you living a life like I wanted. She was like, you out there, you doing it. And, you know, because back in those times, you know, you was just pregnant barefoot at the crib all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that sucked a lot out of my grandma. So, if anything, I just feel like at the end of the day, even though I'm not happy, part of me still doing this for her.
Yeah.
You know, me being out here, me going through things like that. She's always going to be, like, my number one fan regardless. Oh, yeah. I, like, you know, sometimes talking to her about females, she like, I don't like the way that chick sound. You know, you need
yeah.
to, you
know,
like, I don't know.
That's
you
know real. So that's real.
I think, like my mom, the same way, man, like, my mom and my sisters. But I think, like, yeah, man, like, family, man, like.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I love it. It's
that's so, a big one. Especially when you're doing something and they see it. Like, they may not have seen what you were getting to, because maybe you didn't see it either. You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to jump in head first.
And I'm going to just.
And I, you know, they're going to love you whether or not you stick the landing or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do, it's like even more, because they can, you know, tell that or remember that, like, oh, yeah, my baby over there, she doing this and that.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah.
They love it. And I love being able to let them tell that. You know, sometimes we're going to mess up, and, you know, they're the ones to pick us back up. And I was also gonna say this. I think this is a big thing, not only family, but if you have friends and they do not benefit you, they are not your friend. They are not an associate.
Let them go.
Let them go. You do not need them. Stop. I think a lot of, and like growing up, people think, I can't say this to this person because I'm gonna lose them. Then you don't need to be around them at all. Point blank. Period.
I think my friends, man, like, the friends I got right now, man, like, I call them going through stuff, man, and they know, man. Tell me the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me if I'm messed up or not for doing this.
None of my friends BS me.
Yes.
None of them.
And I've been knowing these people for a long time. I can tell you right now, they could tell you about me in and out.
Yeah.
Like, and I love it, and I like to have that truthfulness, like, yeah, that rawness.
Who wants to always hear what they want to hear? I need to hear what I need, like... I need to hear.
I need to hear this.
Not what
myself.
I want to hear. Yeah. I can tell myself that all day. Tell me what I need to hear. And it's very upfront. It's your family going to tell you regardless.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you upfront because they don't want you to get hurt.
But your friends, man, your friends going to always keep it 100 with you, man.
Always.
Hey, and the older you get, man, you're going to only have like 4 or 5 friends, honestly. Oh, yeah. And that's cool.
And that's the thing I tell people. I'm like, I'm very blunt for a reason, because I'm not saying I'll try to be an asshole, but I tell it like it is for a reason, because you can't handle that, or if you're used to people telling you what you want to hear, mm-hmm. then I can't be your friend, and I'm okay with that. You feel like you can't benefit from me, and that's okay. You're not taking nothing from me, and I'm not taking nothing from you.
And I think,
we just move around.
So, like, this whole music thing, like, I'm trying to do, like, I only told, like, a couple people, yeah. honestly, and because I'm secretive.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of people knowing what I'm doing or where I'm at. That's why my name is Maze. So
you gotta go around. You gotta go around. Gotta find your way through.
Yeah, gotta figure me out, man. I think, like, I just like being that low key person, because if I'm focused on something,
nobody can mess that up. Because they don't.
Yeah.
What you doing? You don't need to know.
Yeah, you don't need to know. So, like, my music group, my label, me, like, this is me. Also, like, you know, anybody out there that write poetry, you know, hit me up.
You want to go ahead and give your before we close this one up, you want to give your social media if you want to, or something directly to hit you with. If people only hit her up if you are serious, don't be playing around.
Yeah, man, like,
you can follow her to follow her, but she needs people who are actually serious. Don't waste her time.
Yeah, so it's basically DJ_Amaize, AHMAIZE on Instagram, man. Also, she tagged me in it, so yeah, y'all can follow me on there. Yeah, follow me on there, man. I like to travel. I like to meet people, man. So let's do this. If you want to do it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Serious people.
Seriously.
Yeah, we out here in AK, but you know how the digital media works. You can hook up with anybody.
Hey, man, FaceTime
anywhere.
Is awesome, hey. Man. Like,
you can do that.
Yeah, we do anything you want, but just let me know, and DM, man. Just hit me up. We can go from there. Too easy.
Alrighty. So I thank you for doing this. This is kind of like a last minute, and you were here.
Oh yeah,
that worked out perfectly.
I'm always down.
Yeah, yo, yeah, I'm gonna get you. All you gotta do is get this Anchor app.
All right,
I'm throwing that, you know, Anchor app, and I am on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of that. It is your girl Steezy Visions. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's Steezy with a Z _ Visions with a Z. Thank you for being here, DJ Maze.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That was episode 2. I love y'all. Protect your mental health.
Protect yourself.
If you need help, reach out. And we out.
We out.
Stay blessed.
Peace.